Scripture will be up on the screen. We read together. I read some, you read some. And today, the centerpiece of our reading is scripture that focuses on Jesus Christ. And we conclude with a great prayer of simple praise to Him. So let's join together, could we? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Since my youth, O God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Christ is the image of the invisible God. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. And now let's join together in this simple and powerful declaration of praise. All together, ready? Christ, we do all adore thee. And we do praise thee forever. Christ, we do all adore thee, and we do praise thee forever. For on the holy cross hast thou the world from sin redeemed. Christ, we do all adore thee, and we do praise thee forever. Amen. My sentiments exactly. Is that priceless or what? We have already been blessed. Thank you, Steph. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 and 3. That is the mandate for the pastoral staff and the board of deacons in this church. The mandate occasionally requires the Board of Deacons to make hard decisions. They have made such a decision, which they announced 2 weeks ago. Brandywine Valley Baptist Church has been unable to fund fully its ministry programs and the salaries of its employees going back to 2007, before this building was built. In 2010, every employee of the church took significant pay cuts, and the board eliminated three positions, staff positions, from the budget because of new building expenses and because of the economic recession. Many of you have experienced the same where you work. Now, 3 years later, it has become clear to the Board of Deacons that our staff obligations, which the church incurred when money was plentiful in 2003, are no longer sustainable in these leaner and uncertain economic times. So the board will recommend at the church's congregational meeting in May to remove from the budget one part-time administrative staff position and one church administrator position and three pastoral staff positions. And many of you have experienced the same in where you work. That decision affects two people on the pastoral staff: Diana Shatley, Director of Missions, and Mark Smith, Teaching Pastor. The Board of Deacons has provided them with very generous severance packages and has asked them to use that safety net to begin looking for a job starting now. That decision has been very hard for some people in this congregation. They didn't like the decision, and they don't like the way it was done. The emotions that I have observed and experienced have been anger and sadness. Christians are ambivalent about anger. We are supposed to love each other and to be at peace with each other. Anger can violate that in disturbing ways. So I'd like to offer some guidance. Anger is okay in this congregation. After all, Jesus himself was angry on more than one occasion. It must be possible to be holy and to be angry. The Apostle Paul actually called on Christians in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26 to be angry, and in the next breath put boundaries around the anger. He said, in your anger, do not sin, and don't let the sun go down while you are still angry. So anger belongs to Christian behavior, but we have to guard against our anger becoming sinful. The easiest way for it to do that is by what we say or write in anger. You can't take it back. And no matter how badly someone else may be hurt, and no matter how much you may regret it, it's just there. And that's why Christians are ambivalent about anger. We know it can be harmful in an instant. As we share the Lord's Supper today, I'd like to invite you as your pastor and as one subject to the same temptations and often the same failings as you. Take stock of your anger. Have you hurt somebody by what you said or what you wrote? Do you regret what you said or what you did? And as you hold Christ in your hands with the bread and the cup, be transparent with him about your answers to those two questions. And in that way, confession becomes a part of our communion today. Now, I'd like to place a very different kind of question before you. Would you be willing to entertain the possibility that the board's decision is the best thing for this church? Now, that can be hard. Before you say you can't do it, I'd like you to think about something. Many of you Many of you went to the town hall meetings last week with Brett Dorsch and Craig Montgomery, the chairman and the vice chairman of the Board of Deacons. They were on their feet for 5 hours trying to understand your concerns and explain the board's decision. How did they handle that? In the words of 1 Peter chapter 5, did they lord it over you? Or were they examples of courtesy and restraint under pressure? Did they strike back? Did they demean your questions and your emotions? Did they ever say to you, look, the board has prayed about this and deliberated about this, and this is the will of God, and you need to get in line or you're going to be out of the will of God? I don't think so. The board believes it has done the right thing. It also knows that the wisdom of any tough decision will not be really clear for a long time. The deacons recognize that time could prove them wrong. Are you willing to do the same thing yourself? As we hold Christ in our hands with the bread and the wine, would you ask God to help you be open to the possibility that the decision they made may very well be the best thing for this church? And finally, I need to propose something else for your consideration. Do we have the leadership we're going to need to guide Brandywine Valley Baptist Church into its future? If you were at the town hall meetings last Sunday with Brett Dorsch and Craig Montgomery, let me ask you again, how did they handle themselves in the face of that withering cocktail of anger and sadness? Would you like to have been in their shoes? You know, Brett is 50 years old. Craig is 36. They are the tip of an iceberg. The number, there's a body, a large body of teenagers, 20, 30, 40-somethings, whose capacity for leadership right now takes my breath away. These men and women are able to build the kind of church Brandywine Valley needs to become if we're going to handle what's coming down the pike at us in the next decade. Don't let anger and sadness blind you to the human treasure that Christ has given to this congregation. If anyone here is saying, you know, I didn't come here to listen to this kind of sermon, I can sympathize. You're a guest. God bless you. You got your own set of problems. You may not care for church politics. But maybe you've heard something really important about this church. We can make tough decisions. We don't blow people off. We can handle anger. And we can handle sadness. We care about each other. We can get through times like this together. And what better place to say all of this than here, with the cross above us and the Lord's Supper in the midst of us to unite us. Before us, the table is spread. Here awaits the wine, here awaits the bread, here, where our souls are fed. Our souls are fed because the bread and the wine, which we can hold and taste, are material assurances that God is merciful to the likes of us. Now, you may not be a part of Brandywine Valley Baptist Church, but if you have declared openly that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead with an indestructible body, you're one of us, and we want you to come and eat and drink the Lord's Supper with us. If you have never said publicly, Jesus is Lord, we have an opportunity for you to do that. We're planning a baptismal service in the middle of March, and you could tell us on that connection card that you're interested in knowing about our one-time class and perhaps being a part of the baptism. And you don't have to wait until the middle of March to make that choice. Right here, right now, you can invite Christ into your being and simply say, Lord Jesus Christ, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you will begin your life of faith, and his life will come flowing into you. But if you believe, come, eat and drink the supper of the Lord and be at peace. Our habit here is to pray for the bread, and we serve everyone and we eat together. We pray for the cup and we serve everyone and we drink together. And our brother in the faith, John Hutchison, is going to give thanks for the bread. May the Lord God bless you.